Good morning, everybody. That's really good to see you all. It is a great day today. It's Youth Sunday. And children, this is really for you this morning, the whole service. All the songs are kids' songs, good songs, happy songs. And I hope you're going to enjoy it, but hopefully everyone will enjoy being here today. Please do stay afterwards for the barbecue. That'll be happening pretty quickly afterwards. And you can just stay and chill and relax, you know, to part with any money, just come and join us and have a good afternoon. And as Peter said, please come back tonight where we're going to think about some things for the teenagers. But I think there'll be something for us all to think about. Now, in the Bible, in Psalm 122, verse 1, David says, he's talking about going to the temple, but in one way we could say, how much he loves going to church. He says, I was happy when they said to me, let's go to the temple of the Lord. Wow. Yeah. Are you happy to be here today? Are you happy that we're going to worship God and we're going to learn something about him? That's what this song is all about. It's all about church. What a great place it is. So stand up and let's enjoy this together.
Everyone is here, we got atmosphere, we love this place. Hey, living different lives, but we all unite for this one day. And when we all come together, your love is making us better. The world will see the truth of who you are. To see, yeah, we got the key found in your word. Hey, I got a heart to serve and help build your church in Jesus' name. And when we all come together, your love is making us better. The world will see the truth of who you are.
Awake.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that's one for Alexa in the kitchen. Yeah? Then you'll get to know that and we'll do it again sometime. So, we're particularly remembering all the kids, children, sorry, you can hear people telling me off, children who come along to Lighthouse, the Lighthouse on a Sunday morning. That's Sunday school, as it was formerly known. And also on Friday to Epic. There's the two groups that we run every week. And you know, every time you come to the Lighthouse and every time you come to Epic, you're always learning something about God, aren't you? Yeah? I hope you've noticed that. That should be quite that should be quite obvious. And we're learning about something that God has done in the past. You all seem to be learning about that. We try and teach you, or your teachers do, things about God's doing now, the present. And we also try and teach you from the Bible the things that God has promised he will do in the future. His promises. And it's quite exciting. And this morning, that's what I want to talk to you about. Those three things, what God has promised in the past, now, and in the future. And it is super exciting. Now, who can tell me what happened right at the beginning of time in the world? What did God do right at the beginning? Who can tell me? Caleb. He did. He created the world, didn't he? And when he created the world, he then said something, okay? I'm going to play a game of hangman now, okay? And I'm going to win, okay? So he said something, and you find it in Genesis 1, verse 31. And if you think you know, just shout out a letter just to see if you're right. Someone shout, Tabitha? G. All right, you had to choose that one, didn't you? Yeah. Okay, another letter. Samuel? O, well, that's a good choice. Oh, look at you. Wow, you got three. Arthur. Duh. Yes. Wow, we've got a word. And we've got another word. God saw. Good, okay. Anyone else want to say another letter? I will get back to you in a minute. Yes, guys. H. Okay, I'll take another while I'm here.
I.
H and I, okay. Right, H. And you said I? Help me out here. I've had a brain freeze. No, there's no I. Oh, yes, there is. Thank you. I thought I got to draw then. I didn't. Okay. Go on then. E. Very good. Okay. Ivy. L. Oh, that could be a good one. Okay, let's have Tilly. Sorry. I. We've already got I. Go on then, one more. M. Okay. Who thinks they know what it is? Yes, Ted.
A.
A. God saw all that he had made and was good. What's the missing letter? Who hasn't answered? Have I got everyone? Rory. Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, Caleb, you were right. You said that God made the world in the beginning. And here's a really important thing for you to know this morning, that when God made the world, it was good. It was the best. It couldn't be better. Nothing was wrong with the world, and nothing was wrong with the people who lived in the world. But there was a problem. Uh-oh, can you remember what the problem was? Can you remember there was a bit of a problem because it was all going so well? Samuel? Adam and Eve sinned. Yeah, they disobeyed God, didn't they? Have you ever disobeyed your parents? Yeah, you can relate then, yeah? They disobeyed God, and they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil that God had told them not to eat from. Satan had told them a lie. Yeah, he had kind of gone up to them and said, listen, if you eat the fruit, you'll be as powerful as God. You'll be just like God. He told them a lie. And you know what? When they did this, it changed the whole world. Do you know that? It changed the whole world. I need a volunteer. I need a volunteer who's good with a stick. Yeah. Okay. Now, do you know what? When I was sitting at my desk, I was thinking, Arthur is just the man for this. So I'm glad you put your hand up, Arthur. Okay, Arthur, this stick here, this represents sin, okay? Now, you've got something very exciting to do. Come and stand here, mate. Right here. Face the world that God's just created, the good world, nothing wrong with it. And I want you to throw this stick, you've got my permission, as hard as you like, at the world. Try and aim for the middle there. Throw it as hard as you can. Whoa! Well done. Good job. You can go and sit down, mate. But we're not going to clap you, because that's what sin did to the world. It broke it. Sin broke the world. Oh, no. It broke it in a really bad way. Something really sad happened. They became, Adam and Eve, they became separated from God. Oh no. It meant that there was now, in God's good world, sadness and pain. It meant that nothing would live forever. Do you know anything, any plant, tree, or animal that lives forever? No. It meant that no person would live forever. Do you know any person that lives forever? You do. Do you? Who is that? Yes, very good. I knew you were going to say that. Apart from that, Arthur, I'm right, technically, okay? And it's all because of sin. So look at this next picture that I've got for you. It's really sad. We had God's good world. But look what's happened to God's good world, just like Arthur throwing it at the picture there. It's broken. And we've got all these sad things that are happening. Here's the thing. What could God do about that? What is God going to do? Is there anything that God can do about that horrible little picture there that kind of shows us what's happened to the world? Well, I think there is, because God's a big God, isn't he? And before we talk anymore, let's sing. Let's sing about how God is a great big God. And please do the actions. So let's all stand together and let's sing, Our God is a great big God.
Skyscraper.
Thing is, with those action songs, you start to work up a bit of a sweat, don't you? Okay, right, so we left it. Our great big good God made a good world, and now there's problems because of sin. Now, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever broken anything? Have you ever broken anything? Put your hands up. You haven't. You've never broken anything, Tilly. Wow, amazing. Okay. Have you ever broken a plate at home? Yeah, come on, own up. Even if your parents don't know about it. You're in church, they can't tear you off. Yeah? You've broken a plate, you've broken a mug. Let's take it up a level. Have you ever broken a window? What window have you broken, Raffy? Yeah? I broke a window once. You know what I did? I kicked a football through the pastor's window. Yeah? The problem was I was 27 when I did it, okay? So you've broken a window. Okay, let's go up one more level. Have you ever broken a bone? Yes, lots of adults. People who lived a lot longer. Any children ever broken a bone? Do you have any children? Oh, yes, Ivy. What did you break, Ivy? Your leg. Is there more? I broke my leg as well, jumping off a rope swing. Again, I did that when I was in my 30s. Yeah, okay. Now, when we break something, think about when you break something, even if it's a plate or a mug, it kind of puts a bad feeling in you, doesn't it? Yeah, when you break something, it's a bit of a shock, isn't it? And it makes you feel a bit scared, or it can make you feel a bit anxious, or it can make you feel a bit worried and upset. This is what happened to Adam and Eve when they sinned, when they disobeyed God. They started to realize that they may have broken something. And they started to realize that actually they felt worried and upset. They had done the opposite of what God had asked them to do. And it's really interesting because you read about this worry and upsetness in Genesis 3. It says, then they, that's Adam and Eve, listen to what it says. They heard the Lord God walking in the garden. This is after they had disobeyed him. This was during the cool part of the day, and the man and his wife hid. They hid from the Lord. He's a good God, though. Why would they hide from a good God? That's because they were worried and upset. And as God came into the garden, what was he going to do to fix this problem? That's the really big question this one, isn't it? What was God going to do to fix the problem? Well, he made a promise. And I want you to try and find that promise right now. Do you know you can find the promise right now? Because somewhere under the chairs, there are four promises. But I want you to find the bit of card that says promise number one on it. Don't bring me up any others. Just bring the one that says promise number one. And you've got to look all over the church. You've got to crawl under people's legs and all sorts. Okay? But somewhere under the chairs, you just go to the far reaches and see. What number have you got, Tilly? Is it number one? No, put it back. That's number four. Yeah. You're getting to know where they are for later. Has anyone found number one yet? Have you been right in that corner over there? Or right in that corner over there? You got it. Caleb's got it. Come on, Caleb. Let's go. Quick. Right. That's till later, mate. Put that one back. You know where it is. Put it back under the chair. Not you, Caleb. I'm talking to Ted. Are you confused? I am. Right, Caleb, stay here. Okay. Our work is not finished, mate. Come on. Because look. This is a promise, yeah?
Yeah.
What's on the promise?
One key.
There's a key. You need to take the key off the promise. Just rip it off. It doesn't matter. Now, it opens one of these tins. Very good. Turn it. That's it. Now lift the lid. Ooh. What is on it, Caleb?
Promise to fix what you is broken. Genesis is 3:15.
3:15. Thank you, Caleb. Well done. You can go and sit back down, mate. Let's read that. Apparently, God made a promise to fix what's broken. It says, this is God, I will make you and the women, so he's talking about Satan and the woman, enemies to each other. Your descendants and her descendants will be enemies. Her child will crush your head. Okay, that sounds a bit weird at the moment, doesn't it? But God's promising to do something about the problems that they now face. He's made a promise. So let's put that up. A promise to fix what is broken. A promise to fix what is... I can't even see it, can you? Sorry. I can't stand there all day putting loads of pins in. It seems like God is going to send someone or something. Something's going to happen to defeat Satan, but who and how and when? That's the question, isn't it? What is God doing? Well, I want to ask you another question now. When you need help, do you ask for help? When you need help, do you ask for help? Put your hand up if you do. Yeah? Okay, that's good. If someone was stealing your parents' car, what kind of help would you ask for? I know what help you'd ask for. You would ask for a vet, wouldn't you?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Why wouldn't you ask for a vet?
Because they only help people get better, they don't.
Oh, so a vet wouldn't help a thief, no? So who would I need to call?
The police.
The police, yes. Okay, that would be the right kind of help, wouldn't it? Yeah? Now, what about if you had to cut the wheat? You had to harvest a field of wheat. This is obvious. And Caleb, you know, don't shout it out. You know the answer, don't you? Yeah, come up here. Two times in a row, Caleb. Okay. Now, the thing is, Caleb, I know that you know all about farming.
Yes.
And I've lived here for nearly a year now, and I am now a big expert on farming. Okay. I know everything about farming. I could just be a farmer myself. Yeah. So after three, we're going to say what the answer is, yeah? We'll say it nice and loud, okay? All right. One, two, three. Lawnmower!
No, harvester.
What?
I mean, you can cut it with a mower.
The thing is, I was going to say lawnmower, but you said a different word.
You can cut it with a mower.
I've got a lawnmower. I could harvest, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could harvest with that.
What do you think I need, really?
I would need a right arm. Or one that's...
What about that?
One on the back of a tractor.
What about that?
Oh, yeah. That would do it,
yeah? What's that called?
That is actually a Lexian harvester.
All right. Well done, mate. If I had a sweet on me, I'd give you one. Well done, Caleb. Look, I haven't got a clue about farming, by the way. Just add that in there. But the thing is, you would use a combine harvester, wouldn't you, if you wanted to cut a field of wheat? And you always need to have the right help for your problem, don't you? Yeah, you can't just get any help. You need the right kind of help. You can't just use anything. And this is what God's done. This is what we're going to learn now as we go through the story. That he has promised exactly the right help for the problem of our broken world and our sinful hearts. But to understand how he's done that, we need to find promise number... two. Look at that, straight away. Come on in, let's go. Yeah. I always get your names mixed up, so which one are you?
Liam. Jaden.
So you're Helen, yep.
No, yeah, Liam, Jaden.
Liam and Jaden, okay, yeah. Come on Liam and Jaden. Okay, right. So you've got promise number two, okay. Try and open the tin. Oh, you've done it. Okay, take it out. Read it out really loud to everybody.
Promise to send a saviour, Isaiah 53:4-6.
Wow. Another promise from God. He's busy, isn't he? Trying to fix things. Okay, well done, guys. Go and sit back down. Let's pin this one back up. Come on. There we go. Promise to send a saviour. And that verse was Isaiah 53. Listen to what God says through Isaiah. He says, but he took our suffering on him and felt our pain. All this here for us. We saw his suffering. We thought God was punishing him. But he was wounded for the wrong things we did. Who's the he in this verse? He was crushed for the evil things we did. The punishment which made us well was given to him, and we are healed because of his wounds. Then it says, we have all wandered away like sheep. Each of us has gone his own way, but the Lord has put on him the punishment for all the evil we have done. So God's made a promise that he's going to send someone who saves us. He will be the help that we need. Now the story's starting to get a little bit more cheerful, isn't it? A little bit more happy. But shall we sing about that? Shall we sing about that promise? Let's sing One Way. Let's all stand together and sing One Way.
Sometimes it's you I see. I put you first, that's all I need. I humble all I am, all to you. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I could live for. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I could live for. You're the only one. You're the only one.
Brilliant. What a cool song. Another hot song, though, isn't it? So, we talked about God sending help, didn't we? That's what we've just learned about. God sending help. But God's world does not just need help. It needs fixing. And we all need fixing as well, because we sin against God, and actually we sin sometimes against each other, don't we? We're not always nice, and we don't always think nice things. But do you know how to fix things? Do you know, I have to admit, I'm really bad at fixing things. It would be somewhat of a comic show if you watch me operate a drill and stuff like that. So I'm not really good at fixing things, I have to admit. But are you good at fixing things? Put your hand up if you're good at fixing things. Who's a good fixer? You're sort of. Tilly, yeah, very, very humble. Well done. Okay, yes, I would expect you to be good at fixing things, boys. Yeah, your whole family's good at fixing things, aren't they? Yeah. So what about if your bicycle tyre was flat? How would you fix that? What would you do? Rory? Yes. And what would you be pumping it with? Porridge?
No.
What would we be pumping it with? Air. Yes. So you know how to fix a flat tyre. Brilliant. Okay. What about if one of your toys was broken, a plastic toy? And you think, I don't want to throw it away. I want to keep it. How would you fix that? Anyone know? Samuel? Glue. Yes. But you must ask your parents for glue, yeah? Yeah. You'd need glue, wouldn't you? And the glue would fix it back together, and you'd have to leave it for a day or a few hours, and then you'll be able to play with it again. You see, God, he's made another amazing promise to fix everything. To fix everything. Not just to send help, but to fix. And it's promise number 3. Where's promise number 3? Can you find promise number 3? Who's got it? Yes, Ted. Come on, Ted. You got promise number 3. Now, is there something on the promise? It's a key, mate. Do you want to see if you can open a box and unlock another one of God's promises? Well spotted. You see, I put them in the wrong order, didn't you? Well done. That's the hardest one of the lot, that one. That's it. You think you've done it? Yeah, look. What is in there, Ted? Are you able to read that as loud as you possibly can? Yeah. Go for it.
Promise of our sins forgiven and eternal life.
Verse 16. Wow. Thank you, Ted. You can go and sit down now. Well done. What a great promise. Promise of our sins forgiven and eternal life. And we find that in John 3:16. I think you should know this one really well. Should we read it out? It says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. God gave his Son that whoever believes in him may not be lost." They don't have to hide anymore like Adam and Eve did in the garden. They may not be lost, but have eternal life. Wow. A promise to forgive sins and give eternal life. And now we know who can fix the world and us. It's Jesus. That's what you said, wasn't it, Arthur? It's Jesus, because Jesus is God's Son who's mentioned in that verse. Wow. All along, all the promises have been about Jesus. God is going to fix the world through Jesus. God is going to save people from their sins through Jesus. And God is going to give eternal life through Jesus. Wow. I'm starting to get quite happy about God's promises. Are you? Yeah? I think they're quite good, aren't they? But it gets better. It gets much better than that, because God makes one more promise. Can you find the last promise? Promise number 4. Surely you can find it really rapid now. Samuel's got it already. Did you kind of just sneak? Yeah, it's fine. Keep it between me and you. It's fine. Yeah. Okay. Right, Samuel. Can you see anything on there? Yes, you can. It's a key. Hopefully, I might have done something completely right for the first time in my life. Promise number 4. Is it right? You have to push it in quite hard. That's it. Yes. Oh, we've got a few bits of paper, haven't we? Okay, read out that really loud, Samuel.
Promise to make everything perfect. Revelations 21, verse 3-5.
A promise to make everything perfect. Is that what it says? Thank you, Samuel. Go and sit down. Well, come on. I think we need to read what that says, don't we? Revelation 21, verses 3-5. Okay, so now we're in the future. Okay, we're in the future now. I heard a loud voice from the throne. That's from God's throne. The voice said, "Now God's home is with men. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death. There will be no more sadness, crying, or pain. All the old ways are gone." And then one more thing. The one who was sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." Then he says, write these words down, because they're true and they can be trusted. Now the thing is, this is quite amazing. I think I need to put another poster up. This is more amazing than I think you actually realise, okay? This is the last picture. Okay, here we go. Right, this is absolutely incredible. I just need another volunteer to come up. Okay, go on, Tilly, I better choose you. I can't just not choose you because you're one of my own children, can I? Right, Tilly, can you just hand me the top one? Okay, can you read what it says?
God will live with us.
God will... Look what happened when sin came into the world. It says we're separated from God, but now God's saying, I will live with you. You won't be separated from me. What's the next one?
No more
tears. Can you imagine not ever crying again? Yeah? No more tears. But, look, there was sadness. There is sadness. But God's making a promise. He said, look, I'm going to change this and this. Wow, what's the next one, Tilly?
No more pain.
No more pain. Wow, look. Sadness and pain. Now God's saying, no more pain. This is turning into the best promise ever, don't you think? Yeah? What's the last one, Tilly?
No more death.
Oh, no more death. That's pretty big, isn't it? That's quite powerful, isn't it? Yeah? No more death. Should have put the brakes on, shouldn't I? Thank you, Tilly. You can go and sit down. Look at that, children. Sin meant we were separated from God, but God's promised that one day he'll live forever with us. Sin meant there's sadness and pain in the world. We all know that to be true, don't we? God's going to say, no more tears, no more pain. Things die, people die, sadly. God's promise is no more death. And what brings all these wonderful promises together? What actually makes them happen? It's Jesus. Do you see the cross here with the hearts around it? It's Jesus, because God sent Jesus, just like he promised, to fix our broken world, to fix our broken hearts. And all he says to anyone is, if you want your sins forgiven, if you want to be in my family, then come to Jesus. Jesus says, come to me, talk to me. And do you know what it's like? It's like I've got a bowl of sweets here. Strawberry Chew-Its, yes. I can get through a couple of packs of these at my desk easily. Yeah. I've got, and they're for you. They're for you. Do you want strawberry Chew-Its? Well, they're for you. They're not for me, they're for you. And if you want them, what have you got to do? Isn't it funny, the human mind, hey? What have you got to do? Who's brave enough? Yeah, you don't even need to put your hand up. You don't even need to ask permission. I've told them they're for you. Caleb, come and receive. Yes. Just takes one, doesn't it? Yes, Rafi, you're still a child. Look at that. Anyone missed out? They're there. I'm going to leave them there. If you've missed out, come and... This is what Jesus means. If we want to have our sins forgiven, if we want eternal life, we just ask Jesus to do that because that's what God sent him to do. It's already been done on the cross. We just have to believe Jesus for it. And it's as easy, actually. I don't want to be irreverent here, adults. It's as easy as that. If you know it and you need it, you'll go and get it, won't you? Do you know you need Jesus? It took me until I was 15 years old. I've been to church all my life. Think how many sermons, how many Sunday school lessons I've been to. It took me until I was 15 years old. Wow. I think that is the best story ever. And I've kind of told you, in one way, what the Bible is all about this morning. That's the Bible. That's what it's all about. And I think this is the best story ever. It's not the best fairy tale ever. It's the best true story ever. Nothing beats this. Okay, right. So we're kind of nearing the end now. We're nearly ready for burgers. What I would like to do now, sorry to embarrass the leaders, but could the leaders of Lighthouse and Epic all stand up, please? You're not coming up the front. It's all right. All you've got to do is stand. As a church, please, can we just give them a round of applause? Thank you. You can sit down again. I won't embarrass you any longer. I just want to say thank you to all. From me on behalf of the church, you are all so good at what you do. Thank you for what you do for our children and other people's children. I just want to quickly pray for you. So let's do that. Father, we thank you for what we've learnt this morning, Lord. Thank you that the leaders in Lighthouse and Epic, they're doing this week after week, Lord. They are unlocking your promises to the next generation. And so we thank you for their heart. We thank you for their hard work. We thank you for their love and their commitment, Lord. We really appreciate them, Lord. We want to say thank you for them. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. And also, one more thank you, which is to Albany. She thought she'd got off scot-free. Albany, I'm going to ask you to come up the front. Sorry, Albany. Because Albany finished as an Epic leader on Friday. It was really sad, wasn't it, Albany?
Yeah.
It was really sad. Come and have a hug. Yeah. And you have been so good. Epic. It used to be called FOY, and then I came along and changed it. Sorry about that. Okay. And you're getting married, aren't you?
Yep.
Yes. I think. No, I'm joking. You're getting married. And so, Albany, I just want to say thank you on behalf of everyone. Thank you for all your hard work. You are really good at what you do. And the kids love your games that you invent for them, don't they? All sorts of games. Talk to Albany afterwards. She'll tell you all these brilliant games. And I just wanted to quickly pray for you as well, Albany. Okay. So let's all pray for Albany. Father, thank you so much for the work you have done in Albany's heart, Lord, that she knows this story that we've looked at this morning so much. She's so convicted of it, Lord, and she loves you so much that she's had a desire to share it with children. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for all our hard work, Lord. Thank you for the fun that she has brought into children's lives, Lord, over the years, for what the hard work she's done of organising Epic, Lord, of the registration and sending out letters, Lord. We're going to miss that, and it's going to leave a big gap, Lord. So will you fill that gap? And we just pray for Albany, Lord, as she gets married to Ethan. We pray your blessing upon them, Lord. May your presence be with them, Lord, and go before them and make them a blessing, Lord, the way that you've made Albany a blessing here. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Albany. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for the adults for going with this. Bit of a different service one, isn't it? Well done, children. You did so good. I hope you remember that. Get your parents to take pictures on their phones or something, you know, so they can teach you it again at home. And you're now free to get a drink, and then we're gonna, what is the time? Literally in about 5 minutes, I'm going to shout around and try and get you to all come as near to the hall as possible just through there, and we'll say grace together, okay? Well done, everybody. Thank you very much. Is that okay? Okay, we'll do the grace here. Yes, that does make sense, doesn't it? Let's say grace then. Father, thank you so much for us all being able to be together, Lord. We've missed it, Lord, and today's a great day to be together. We thank you for the food, the lovely big burgers that we've got coming, all the desserts that have been made, Lord. We thank you for the people that have made it all, the people that have prepared for this, Lord. And we thank you because you're an amazing God, and will you bless our time together now and over the next few hours. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That means you can go and grab a burger.
Right, Paula. Juliet Spears, the MFL teacher,
right,
said this is a brand new book, asked if I'd give it to you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they got a duplicate at home, but she said rather than waste it, you have it, yeah. Give it to someone who deserves it.
Shout out to chairs if they can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thanks, okay. Paula. Thank you. Yeah. Could we have a few volunteers just to help them spread some chairs out the back as well? Thank you. Just a few volunteers to go and put the green garden chairs out the back here to outside. Thank you.